talking to Alex. He's an excited young man. He loves to play a game of baseball, and you feel like this Jackson State's going to be a good fit for him.
Yeah, I do. You know, from Puerto Rico, and, you know, he's really his group. There was a group probably 3 years ago that we had, I think, six or eight guys start, and we still have three or four, and Alex just kind of been a special kid, and he worked really hard, came in, got a lot stronger, and that was kind of key for him, and just kind of been getting better and better. It's been, you know, his first year was COVID year, but he was actually going to redshirt anyway, and then last year he just kind of progressed and pitched more for us as the season went on, and actually, when we were in a regional, he was, you know, one of three or four guys that we used. I think we used four or five guys in that tournament, and he was the third or fourth guy out. So, I mean, this year, him, you know, he's going to be right up there in our rotation towards the top of it. So we just feel really good about him and just really a special kid. And it's just kind of been fun to watch him progress. You know, he didn't really know a lot of English when he came here, and he's worked hard to work on that, and he's just assimilated really well, and just he's just a really fun kid to know, and he really competes, and he wants to do well, and his little brother's here now, and we're just happy that they're here.
How many guys now have you, well, put you on the spot here, you've been here a long time, how many guys now have you pushed along to four-year schools now?
Oh, I don't, I mean, it's a pretty good, I mean, it's a pretty good number. I mean, I would say we probably average, you know, 8 to 10 a year, 8 to 11 a year. And usually, you know, anywhere from, you know, 2 to 4 or 5 Division I guys. You know, I think a few years ago we had 5. And then a couple COVID years even. I think first COVID year we had 4 or so. Last year I think we had 3. So Alex is going to Jackson State, which actually our June Huerta, who was here last year, ended up going there over the summer as well. He passed a summer class and got the grades in order and went there. So that was kind of the connection that we had there. So our June is there as well. But, you know, but also for Alex being from Puerto Rico, it'll be a little bit nicer for him to get into a little bit nicer weather. He's done a good job of adjusting, because it's got to be crazy for him to go from, you know, pitching Puerto Rico to pitching here when it's 40 degrees with, you know, you've been there, 25 mile an hour northwest winds. And he's done a great job, but I'm happy for him for that as well too. So it'll be a good situation for him. So, and we'll have, you know, we'll have another signing Wednesday or Thursday this week, another Division I guy. And I'll be honest with you, you know, we're probably going to have, you know, anywhere from 4 to 6 more. I would think probably Division I guys. And we've got a couple of position players. And it just seems like in the fall and early, and you know how it goes. Pitching goes first. And then once pitching goes, once people kind of get their pitching lined up, then position players will start falling. And to be honest with you, we've got some high-level position players. So I think it'll be a good year for us in terms of the signing aspect of it. But, you know, and I say this every year, like, for us to see a guy sign is just as enjoyable for us as winning a game. So we're just really happy that those guys move on.
You're missing a little bit. I mean, it's November. It's an 80-degree day. Sure. But you'd like to be outdoors. But, you know, now it's a winter months begin, huh?
Yeah, it is. And today is actually the official day that we have to go to 8 hours a week. So, but we know we can still be outside, but we decided to put stuff up into November or beginning of November. And, you know, there's been 3 or 4 days where you're like, man, it'd be really nice to go back outside. But, you know, we did have a nice fall, you know. Personally, I guess I would wish we had some more rain. I would have took a couple rain days for some rain, but we did have nice fall weather-wise. We got a lot of work done, but we have a kind of a routine, and we're set, and we're getting a lot of work done inside, and we know that that's what we got to do, and we're going to have to come back and be used to getting work done inside after Christmas. So, like I said, it's nice out, but I think we're in a good spot in the weight room especially right now. So, like, we're ready to go.